8:35 on a Tuesday morning. Happy Tuesday. Good to be with you on KCMO Talk Radio. It is that time of the week.
It's time for Tirade Tuesday on KCMO Talk Radio.
What? Are you talking to me?
How dare you?
Are you talking to me? Hey!
All righty, Tirade Tuesday. Let's kick it off and get it rolling with Victor in Parkville. Victor, what's your tirade? Good morning.
Oh, my God. Strap on. You know, I tell you, sorry, bad term there. Strap in. Anyway, you know, we're empty nesters, nobody in town, so normally we go to Cracker Barrel, which has a nice feast for Thanksgiving. But you know what? I decided to take my wife out to a nice restaurant on the plaza, so we went to McCormick and Schmidt's for their $35 nice Thanksgiving dinner. Well, the overpriced cocktail, signature cocktail, was bad enough. But then you got a scoop of mashed potatoes, which had no flavor, a scoop of stuffing, which did, a scoop of some yam thing with, we had to check twice about the walnuts because my wife is deathly allergic to them. We had a cup of squash soup, no flavor there either. But the piece de resistance was the pressed turkey breast roll that passed for turkey meat. You know, and the kicker was, again, we're seniors. We go to Golden Corral up here north of the river for our senior early bird special yesterday. I got better leftovers at Golden Corral north of the river yesterday than I paid $35 for a frickin' meal at McCormick and Schmick's. Unfrickin' believable. Never again. They will not get my business. I was disgusted.
Oh, man, what a way to kick it off there, Victor. How about that? That's a tirade coming out of Thanksgiving. Woo, boy. Okay. There you go. Yeah. How about that? You know, next time, you just got to dine with our pal Rex Archer. He might have had you over for dinner.
Thanksgiving.
Oh,
boy. I love Thanksgiving.
I promise you, the former KCMO health director is not skimping on the mashed potatoes. I promise you that, Vic. Next year, you make that call, okay? There you go. Well, that's quite a way to kick it off here on a Tirade Tuesday. I like it. Jim in North Kansas City. Jim, good morning. What's your tirade?
Yeah, this sort of bothers me. Every time a movie star football player has a kid, like you, they put, you've already mentioned it three times, they put it all over the news, media, and this, you know, your football hero, he already had a kid, and the Bible says any kid born conceived out of wedlock is a bastard. So that was, you know, apply that where it needs to be applied, okay?
All right, Jim. I mean, if you're upset, did you have a baby recently that you want to share with the audience? I mean, I'll announce your child.
I don't have any kids. I'm not married.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to check. I'm shocked by that. I just wanted to check, Jim. I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Jim's upset we've mentioned Patrick Mahomes' son a couple of times on the show, who was born last night. I mean, if Jim wants to share the news on his, you know, newborn baby, he can do that. All right? You're free to call in if you just had a kid. It's fine.
Newborn calf.
Newborn, yeah, that's
whatever,
fine, too.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, whatever. It all works. It all works. Jim's upset that Patrick Mahomes' son is in the news. Jim's going to be very upset when I predict that Bronze Mahomes is going to be the first pick of the NFL draft come 2045. That's going to really make him upset. Carl, Independence, what's your tirade? Carl, go.
My tirade's on these people who want to ban semi-automatic firearms. Come on, folks. These are commonly held firearms for legitimate purposes, and thus they fall under the Heller decision. They're already declared constitutionally protected. And these fools should know. They do know it. They're just being stupid. So, and they're playing the dangerous game. Let's say that they ban all these things. The world moves by thirds. So even during our revolution, a third of the people were for it, a third of the people were against it, a third of the people in the middle going, I don't know. So look, project it to today, about 100 million gun owners. That means you got 50 million people going, all right. Another 50 people going, I don't know. And now the kicker. You got 50 million heavily armed, very angry people. This can't end well. What are these people thinking? I mean.
All right.
The only thing I got to say is let's go, Brandon. Come on.
All right, there you go. Okay, how about that? I like that very much. All right. Speaking of chance, Kelly's in Belton with a tirade. Kelly, what's your tirade? Good morning.
Oh, I don't have a tirade, Pete. It's match day. Go, go, USA.
All right.
Gonna go out and beat Iran.
USA! USA! All right. Kelly's a soccer guy. He's playing Iran today, huh?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, win and we're in. We shocked the world today.
All right. I like that. I like that. Mark and John are all up to speed on it. I couldn't tell you what's going on with the World Cup. Because I'm not a soccer fan, but I will take your word for it. And I'm just getting ready. Although I think Maction's over. I don't know if Maction is still going on Tuesdays. Football on the Mac on Tuesday
nights.
Yeah,
I think they're done now.
Maction's over. Oh boy. Okay. I got to figure out something to watch tonight. Love is Blind reruns aren't cutting it anymore. Larry in Prairie Village. Larry, what's your tirade? Go ahead.
All right, man. My tirade is against this villainization of Fauci. Apparently it's shoot the messenger with a lot of people on the right. They can't stand him because he was telling it as he knew it. And I think it's been twisted into Fauci is a pawn of the left, and shutting everything down was just another example of the left wanting to destroy the country, and Fauci was right there with them. Is that the gripe?
Are you asking me?
Yeah, I do not get it.
You don't get the criticism of Fauci.
Not at all.
Oh boy,
not in the least. Okay, what did he do that was so horrible?
Here's the thing about Tirade Tuesday. This is just you get to talk about what you want. We're not going to go back and forth.
Okay. Okay. Well, then I find it bewildering and disgusting that they're shooting this. This man has had to take on extra security because of death threats from right-wing maniacs that don't like hearing bad news. They thought it was better when Trump was saying use a little bleach on it.
That made
more sense than Fauci.
All right. Well, Larry, here's the good news. If you want to hear my analysis of why Fauci is the worst public servant in modern American history, you can go listen to yesterday's show, which is up on the podcast. That's what I got for you on that, Larry. Trust me, I'll have plenty more criticism of Dr. Fauci as this farewell tour continues. But, the beauty of Tirade Tuesday is usually we just let the caller let it rip. But I've made plenty of cases against Dr. Fauci and the hypocrisy and everything else that has gone on. The lack of transparency with him and his operation, done that many times. Steve in KCK, what's your tirade, Steve?
On the latest edition of What If Donald Trump Did This, what if Donald Trump was laundering money through FTX, Ukraine, and cryptocurrency? And while we're on the subject of Ukraine, people like Larry want to demonize people who want diplomacy and peace in Ukraine and call them Putin lovers. No, I don't love Putin. I love peace and diplomacy. That's what I love, Larry.
All right, Steve. There you go. Very good. Very good. Very good. John Lewisburg, what's your tirade?
Pete, I knew old Milquetoast Moran was going to vote for Mitch McConnell, but I never would have thought, after voting against certifying the 2020 election, old Doc Marshall would. The Kansas citizens have been sold out. Let's go, Rhinos!
Okay. All right. Thank you very much there, John in Lewisburg. Dan in Overland Park, what's your tirade, Dan?
Hey, my tirade's against Derek Schmidt for losing the election and for the Republican Party in this state for putting that guy up. We need leaders to fight against the mask nonsense, take a strong stance on all this stuff that continues. Thank you.
All right there, Dan. Tirade Tuesday continues. Smitty in Olathe, what is your tirade on a Tuesday? Smitty, let her rip.
Man, I think it's crazy to go after all these presidents. They need to go after every administration prior to these presidents. Wait a minute, I think I dialed the wrong show.
was that Smitty going for the whole, was he going for his Bill Clinton impression there?
Woo!
Brother. Okay. All right. All right. Let's squeeze in a couple more here. Mike in North KC, Tirade Tuesday. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, my problem, Pete, is that we wait to the last minute of election time and then we start trying to sort out all the problems of these crooked Democrats. And what I want to do is see transparency, see them exposed, and all of them locked up that's out here that's doing insider trading, that is stealing money out of the government coffers, and there's no one to help hold them accountable. And then it turns into some investigation that never goes anywhere. We need to wake up. We need to start holding all of these politicians accountable, especially these creepy Democrats that, as far as I'm concerned, they're just out for the money.
All right. Mike in North KC with a tirade on a Tuesday on KCMO. That'll put a bow on this week's Tirade Tuesday.
Wow.
That was a lot, John.
We roasted a Thanksgiving dinner, a couple of politicians.
We hit a variety of topics, yeah, I'd say, this morning. That was a diverse Tirade Tuesday.
Unprecedented.
Yes, and very much so. Thanksgiving dinners to Mahomes' newborn son, to politicians on the left and the right. I mean, that was...
We even got soccer in there, Pete.
Even got soccer in there. What the? That may have been an all-time Tirade Tuesday.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.